We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined by Christina Thompson, who is the executive director over at the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester and the surrounding areas. 27 counties they serve in Western and Central New York. So they have a lot of territory to cover, but doing great work. Christina, thank you for all that you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, John. This is great.
So tell me a little bit about the coalition. I know it's been around for a little bit, and you've been working with the coalition for a while. Tell me how it got started and how you first got involved.
Sure. Well, the coalition is currently in its 26th year of offering programs and services to anyone impacted by a breast cancer diagnosis at no charge. We are also celebrating 10 years of the same kind of programs directed for folks with gynecologic cancer. So, this is an important time because September is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month, followed by October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We here at the Coalition know that awareness has never been enough, and we want action. So that's really what we are all about. We serve the folks that have the diagnosis, and we are putting into action eradicating these cancers. It really started with a group of women around a kitchen table who all had experienced a breast cancer diagnosis or had a loved one who had, and they wanted to do something about it. And in the beginning, they were really focused on advocacy, legislation, research, and education. And then we added a fourth pillar as the years progressed of support. So the four pillars continue today, really circulate and are the ground and foundation for everything that we do here.
It's a medical diagnosis that tragically so many get.
Right.
But if we know someone who has been diagnosed, you added that support pillar. What does that look like? What do you do to support? And then how do we as a community rally together? What do they need most in these times to support?
That's a great question. And I will say that each person who comes through the door is unique. So the needs are always different. We offer a lot of things. And one of the most common things I hear is, I wish I'd known about you sooner. So there is no wrong time to contact the coalition. It's a progress, right? So you've got your initial diagnosis, you've got a series of active treatment that varies, and then you have survivorship, which is lifelong. So anybody in any of those categories is welcome to come. We offer something called a breast or a gynecologic cancer 101, which can happen for any time, again, because we're going to assess what the needs are for that person and really deliver resources that could be helpful. Sometimes people come to us when their diagnosis is brand new and they don't know much at all about breast or gynecologic cancer, what treatment options there are, who are the people that they need to contact as far as providers. So we can really help to formulate some of those 6 month 9 month, what does 12 months from now look like? Just kind of get the stepping stones in order for them. And what we do following one of those meetings is we match that person up with a trained mentor who had a similar diagnosis so that they can really chat with someone who's been there. And I think that's one of the most magical things about the coalition and what sets us apart from so many diagnoses, because what you're going to do is connect with someone local in the community who may have even had similar providers, and you're going to get the real life knowledge. What do I need post-surgery? How do I head into chemo? How do I tell my kids? How do I deal with work? You name it, we've heard it. So that is absolutely fabulous. We annually hold a PALS mentor training. So PALS stands for Peer Advocates Lending Support. This is coming up on September 14th, and it's a half-day seminar here at the Coalition in person, where someone who's gone through a diagnosis can get the knowledge that they need and be one of those people who speaks with someone newly diagnosed. And I feel like a lot of times people share that that is as important to them as having that resource available in the beginning. I came to the coalition myself when I was diagnosed at 39 with breast cancer. My girls were 2 and 5. I worked full time. I had no idea. This was a brand new language. I didn't know anything. And so I came here and immediately was just enveloped in the support and the education. I learned a lot. I met a lot of people. I think what's so important is when you walk through these doors or you make that phone call, you learn that you're not alone. And when you're sitting in a diagnostic center and you've just received news, you're extremely alone. So we can change that. We offer healing arts programs. So that includes gentle yoga, Tai Chi, meditation, Qigong, movement and motion classes. All of those are professionally facilitated and can be modified for any point of a surgical recovery, treatment, fatigue. All of these programs are evidence-based to really improve quality of care, quality of life during treatment. We offer educational programs all throughout the year. Monthly, we hold an evening educational webinar on various topics. Those are going to be for anyone in the community to join. Obviously, they're virtual. You can find all this information at our website. You can also seek the recordings of previous webinars that you may have missed. For the month of September and addressing Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month, we are really excited to roll out a new format for our GYN cancer series. Each month, each Wednesday at noon, we'll be offering a webinar 1 hour on different topics, culminating in our evening educational webinar at the end of the month, which is going to be a panel discussion from all of the presenters each week with a couple of survivors to share their story and just a Q&A session. Everything will be uploaded to the website the next day. So if you miss one or you want to rewatch, maybe you had missed something, feel free to do so. All of these are offered at no cost. In the month of October, we will offer our advanced breast cancer half-day seminar. And I think what's really, really unique about this seminar is the month of October, you're going to see pink ribbons everywhere. The message out there is get your mammograms. Early detection saves lives. So our focus actually is advanced breast cancer, known as metastatic, stage 4. It's recurred somewhere else in a distant organ, be it bones, lung. This is a terminal diagnosis. These people will be in treatment for the rest of their lives. And we want to celebrate those that are thriving despite this kind of diagnosis. So it's really, really powerful. That also will have a few different providers that give us updates in medical treatment or whatever, topics are relevant. And it will feature a couple of survivor speakers who are living with metastatic breast cancer as well. So it's really powerful. We actually hold that. It's not going to be October 13th this year because I think that's a Sunday, but October 13th is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. So we do this all very intentionally.
And bccr.org is where you want to go for more
That's where you'll
information. So
find.
these half-day seminars, I'd be curious to hear a little bit more about them. September 14th, and then you said one in October as well for breast cancer. These you said are at the Breast Cancer Coalition there on University Ave, is that right? And what can someone expect?
Actually, I just want to clarify a couple of things. So in September, we will be holding the gynecologic cancer webinars. So all of these are virtual.
Oh, they're all virtual. Got it.
Yes, it'll be Wednesday, September 4th, Wednesday, September 11th, Wednesday, September 18th, a 1 hour, 12 to 1 p.m. And then that'll culminate on the 25th at 7 p.m. We'll have all the providers back for Q&A and a couple of survivor speakers. So that's GYN month in September. October, it is going to be held. Our advanced breast cancer seminar will be on Friday, October 11th from 1 to 5, a webinar as well. And all of those will be recorded and available on our website after the fact, too.
Up on bccr.org, where you can also learn more about what you do at the Breast Cancer Coalition and about the upcoming events too. Excuse me. Christina Thompson is the executive director over the Breast Cancer Coalition. Now, you said there were some other exciting things going on too. Talk a little bit about what we can expect in the coming weeks, even on a larger scale here for these cancers.
Absolutely. So we are extremely lucky to have a lot of different providers for our oncology clients here in the region. Something that's really fascinating that we do annually is we don't do research ourselves, but we award grants for researchers. And we're really intentional about what we want to support financially. So we are looking for area researchers who have a proposal that addresses primary prevention of breast cancer, so no one ever gets it, a cure for breast cancer, or something that's going to halt metastatic breast cancer and regress it. So these are our key initiatives. And over the years that the coalition has been in place, we've awarded over $1 million to local researchers. There's a $25,000 grant and a $50,000 grant given out annually. What's really unique about this, not only the focus of the proposals themselves, but that we also have survivor advocates that are trained in reviewing proposals at the same table, grading and rating these proposals and making decisions. They deserve a place at the table, and they've earned that right as being a survivor, someone who's gone through treatment. So that's really unique. I'm very excited about upcoming research and collaborating with institutions in our footprint that, do this kind of work. So that's fascinating.
A lot of exciting things here. And how can we stay updated with things that are going on with the Breast Cancer Coalition? And obviously, bccr.org is the main place. But how would you suggest those of us who are interested get in touch and learn more?
So certainly the website is a wealth of information. I thank Deb Bishop, our director of communications, because that's quite a large undertaking. You can always call the coalition. It's 585-473-8177. Ask any questions. We will direct you where you need to go to get the information. We've got three major fundraisers a year. If you're looking to volunteer or be part or sponsor or just maybe participate in a silent auction, we can absolutely help you. And we've got a wonderful community engagement liaison. She is always seeking out opportunities for the Breast Cancer Coalition to be represented in community events, health fairs, that sort of thing. If you want more information about programs, you can certainly start with the website. You can call, you can stop in anytime. These options are open to everyone. We try to break down any barriers that there could be. Welcome anyone who's interested in learning more.
That's great. Christina Thompson, Executive Director at the Breast Cancer Coalition, serving 27 counties across upstate New York. That's a lot of territory to cover. Finally, Christina, if someone has a diagnosis or knows someone with a diagnosis, what is the first thing that they can do to both take advantage of what you offer on an advocacy, education, and support level? And what is the first thing that they can do?
Oh, just give us a call. You're going to hear a friendly voice that is really here to support you, asking questions that can help get you on the road to where you need to be. I think it's absolutely the first step. There's never a wrong time to do it. So it's not someone who's newly diagnosed. It could be someone who's gotten through all of their active treatment and expected to be returning to normal life and sees now that that is something that's very different than they're used to. And sometimes that emotional aspect really needs to be met for that person. And I just want to throw one more thing out there, John. We are working really hard right now on a federal piece of legislation that's extremely impactful to our survivor community, especially those living with metastatic breast cancer. The bill number is H.R. 549. On the Senate side, it's 663. This is called the Metastatic Breast Cancer Access to Care Act. What that says is basically anybody right now under the age of 65 who is living with metastatic breast cancer. They're going to work for a long time. They're going to try to hold on to life as normal as they know it. But at some point, because we talked about how this is going to be treatment for life, there may come a point when they're no longer able to work physically because of the disease or the treatment. There is currently in our nation a 5-month mandatory wait period to access Social Security disability insurance and an additional 24 months to wait for Medicare health coverage. The average lifespan of someone who is diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer is 3 years. So we need our congressional members to understand that 2.5 years of waiting is inhumane and absolutely unacceptable, especially considering that these wait times have already been waived for someone in the same scenario who has ALS or end-stage renal disease. So all we are doing is asking to have metastatic breast cancer added to that list. We are currently at 257 congressional co-sponsors. We need to get to 290 so that this can move to the floor for a vote. This is the closest we have ever been. It's the third congressional session, so we've been working on it for 6 years. And if it does not pass at the end of the calendar year, we'll have to start all over. which we will do, but I think that we are so close. So you can go to our website for more information. This applies to anyone, anywhere in the country. Check and see if your congressional member has signed on. And if they have, send them thank you. I mean, this is just so important. And if they haven't, tell them that today is the day.
And if they haven't, that's a great opportunity for you to step up as well and make a difference. And that's unbelievable. So you have around 30-ish or so congressional members
Yes.
who more that you
We can do
need.
this. We can do
And
this.
that's
Currently,
wow.
in our footprint, there are seven New York State congressional co-sponsors. Six of them have signed on. So if you are a
Okay.
constituent of Claudia Tenney, let's try to get her attention. She's signed on in the past, but she will not this year, and we don't understand why, and we need her to. She has metastatic breast cancer constituents who are knocking down her doors, and we're getting nowhere.
Wow. Again, that's up at bccr.org. Such an important, and a lot of us don't know that, right? Unless we pay close attention. I would have had no idea that that's going on, and that about 2.5 years, like you said, that period is just ridiculously too long. So again, bccr.org for more information of what the Breast Cancer Coalition is doing to fight for those with breast cancer and provide the advocacy, provide the support, provide the education, all such important things. Christina Thompson, who is the executive director of the Breast Cancer Coalition here in Western New York, thanks so much for your time this morning and for all you're doing. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much.